for the most part, it's a neighborhood that's known as a very cool place, a very trendy place, actually family-oriented place. A lot of people are raising kids there.
It's like hipster with big letters, you know. It's the most expensive place right now in all of Copenhagen to buy a flat.
But yet, this is the place that houses the largest drug consumption room in the world. I'm Shona McCallum in Copenhagen, finding out how they work and if it would be a good idea for Glasgow.
My name's Tristan Loeger, and I'm a tour guide in Copenhagen. I've literally never seen a single needle ever, and I'm assuming that I would credit that to the safe injection sites. Is there an acceptance that people simply are going to do drugs? I think it is. I mean, I think that's something about the general culture. You know, obviously, I'm not Danish, but it does seem to be a very pragmatically oriented society.
Hi, I'm Michael Lodberg Olsen. I'm a social entrepreneur in Vesterbro, Copenhagen.
And how has it been like received by the people here then?
The first one we made was like, it was a public success.
Here it all started with a mobile unit where addicts were provided with clean needles. And now this Danish city is being heralded as leading the way when it comes to harm reduction for addicts.
You know, as a local who lives here, it's a good thing because you won't find them in the streets, you know, when your children go out and everything. Yeah,
before we had them, it was so messy all around.
Yeah.
And, you know, the greatest thing about it is that it's harm reduction for those who do drugs.
Yeah.
So it's safer, less people die, it's cleaner. Everything about it is great.
Yeah.
It's no problem. I've been here a lot of years, so it's no problem. People are what they are, but there's no problem.
Most of them have dreams like you and me and dream of something else.
If you're on your own and you like find a public bathroom or whatnot, and you have this really strong heroin or something, if you sit down and take that, and suddenly you're no more. You're just like blue in your head and gone.
Have you ever overdosed?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd been smoking some dope and then took a major dig. But then I couldn't stand up and reach for the door because I was like, it's too much, I need fresh air. But I couldn't even get up. And then I started feeling like really black, as if I was like, I was thinking, okay, now I'm falling asleep. And then I already had trouble breathing. So I was like, okay, if I fall asleep now, I die.
Elliot Vidart started using drugs when he was a teenager, as his parents had diazepam in the house. At 25 years old, he now uses the safe zones to inject heroin, cocaine and other narcotics.
If you ask me, every country should have these rooms, because what you do is like you take away all these young junkies. Okay, pardon the language, junkies, because well, I use junk myself, so I feel like I got the right to say it. But these people need a place to inject, and if you can't find a place to inject, then you will inject where you stand. That's what most people do.
Critics say these consumption rooms make drug taking more attractive.
So if anybody is thinking by giving them a nice house, we'll see young people coming here just to try drugs. It has never worked like that. You start out doing drugs because it's fun and not because you want to sit at a place where you can do supervised injections. Never. My name is Henrik Thiesen. I'm a senior physician and a GP.
And so you would say that this saves lives?
Absolutely. Oh, it would be a total disaster if anybody died while we were looking at them. We would be there before you even hit the floor.
There are around two or three overdoses every week here, but no one has died.
Yeah, my name is Rasmus Koberg Christiansen, and I'm the manager of the drug consumption room here. There was one user who said to me, I've been a drug user for 25 years. I've seen everything. I've been into treatment dozens of times. The drug consumption room is actually the new thing that have had the most importance of my life.
Copenhagen is among 30 countries in the world to take this approach to fighting the war on drugs. What struck me is the liberal attitude of the locals and the acceptance that people who have addiction problems are not part of an underworld, but they have serious issues and they need and they deserve help.
I would say to Glasgow, drug consumption room is a very good idea. You can help people, but you also have to talk with the local community where you are going to have the drug consumption room. and to organize it together with them, so everybody is pleased about it.